Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today on The View from Wayne America, we're going to talk Wayne area economic development. Abby Shademan with us this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So you tell me you finally got your email back.
We did, yes. As of Monday, we had access to email, so now it's playing catch up.
5,000 emails.
You know, mine was not as bad as I was expecting, but there were still quite a few that came in right all at once that it's kind of hard figuring out when they came in, because they all came in as of Monday.
Okay. If anybody who doesn't know, I don't remember what they call this thing, but the city of Wayne got attacked. And Wayne Area Economic Development uses the Wayne, basically, email and website for their host, basically.
That's correct. Yeah, so, we are part of their network.
And anyway, they had to shut everything down to fix this thing. And I don't know. I'm not a computer guy, so I don't know what they have to do.
I don't know all the technical logistics. So, but just for anybody to know, we are back up and running. But thank you for your patience and being flexible while we were figuring out how to communicate with people, since we communicate primarily by email.
Right. And it was just about a week.
It was about a week, yeah. So I don't know how things used to be done. I talked to a lot of people. I was like, this is fun. I enjoyed it. But yeah, it was just anything that was, just maybe a quick email, it was maybe 20 minutes or longer, just because you gotta go talk to people and you gotta find out what's new in their lives. So
yeah, I hate my computer a lot, but it's really necessary for a lot of the things that we do. So yes. Anyway, what is going on with Wayne Area Economic Development since you've been incommunicado for a while?
I know, we've been quiet and it's been weird. We are really excited. We are going to be doing our special events committee is going to be hosting date night next Wednesday, March 4th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a package activity. So we're going to be doing dinner at Gino's. We will shuttle everybody from Gino's to Wayne State College, and we will be participating in their black and gold performance, Les Cirque Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I probably butchered that. I apologize. But it's like a Cirque du Soleil, and we will be watching that. So I'm super excited. You never actually get it. You don't get too many chances to see something like that in Wayne, America. So, and then after that, we'll shuttle everybody back downtown, and we'll enjoy drinks at the White Dog. Tickets for this event is $25, and that includes the shuttle, dinner, and your first drink at the White Dog. So pretty good deal. We're saying date night. You don't have to bring your significant other if you don't want to. If that's not their thing, you can bring your girlfriends. You can have a guy's night out. Really, whatever you feel like. So
okay. I take it you can come alone if you want.
Oh, you can totally come alone, too.
Meet somebody there.
Meet somebody new. Enjoy group activities. We're really excited to be hosting it. So seems like a lot of people have some interest in it, too. So if you have questions about it or you would like to reserve your spot, contact the chamber, 402-375-2240. You can now email us.
Everything's working for now.
Okay. Everything's working for now. We do ask that you contact us by next Tuesday, March 3rd, just so we can give Gino's a little bit of a heads up of how many people they should be prepared for. So
keep that in mind. Get your reservation in by Tuesday for the event, which is Wednesday.
Yes, correct.
And that's next week. So that keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Something fun coming up. All right. I bet you've been working on other stuff too, though.
Oh, of course. We are very deep into chicken show. And it's only February.
Well, chicken show's a year-round thing with you guys, yes.
Exactly. We're super excited. If you haven't already, be sure to like and follow the Wayne Chicken Show on Facebook. We'll be posting a lot of past trivia from the past year shows. With our email and internet being down, we had time to go through all of our archives, and I learned a lot about the chicken show through newspaper clippings. We had a lot saved from the 1980s, which was super fun. So I hope everybody's ready to put their trivia hat on and be ready to win some prizes. So.
Okay, and I notice we're pushing t-shirts again, like we always do.
Yes, and that's another reason to follow the Facebook page, because we will be releasing the first images of the shirt for this year, and it's pretty awesome. So
okay.
I'm really excited for this shirt. So,
and you're going to offer a special deal like you usually do for businesses who want to buy
yep.
shirts for all their employees.
Yep, that's correct. We are doing a business deal, so if a business buys 5 or more shirts, you do get 10% off. So, and that is for the adult only sizes, but that's now through April 15th. And if you get your order in, you'll be one of the first ones to get a shirt. So,
okay. When are you expecting to have the shirts ready then?
Well, once they are folded, they'll be ready.
Okay. So do you actually have them in the office now?
We do have them in the office. Ah. They're not yet for sale though.
Okay.
Just because we do have to make sure we have our entire collection, but we will be posting very soon when those are available and on sale. So
okay. You're gonna get some help to help fold those, or you're gonna do it all yourselves?
If anybody would like to come help, we are more than happy to have you come on in. Usually just need one or two people in the room folding, because there's not much room, but just need a couple people to help.
Well, chicken show's agriculture related. Call up the FFA, have them come help you.
You know what? That's a great idea. I will have to do that. So
I'm sure they'd probably be happy to.
They would, I bet. Good community service hours.
Well, it's FFA week this week, so.
Oh, yes, that is right. They're doing their breakfast. Is that right, tomorrow? Or was that today?
I think that was today. Yeah, that was from 7 till 8 this morning. So.
Whoops.
So, yes, but they're doing other things this week, too. But that was a big community thing they were doing at Elkhorn Valley Bank this morning.
Oh, very nice.
But that's already done. So we'll move on.
The other thing for businesses to expect is from Chicken Show, we will be coming out with sponsorships. This is a big year, and we want to make a big deal about it. Clucking good deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready to see that in your mail, or you may be getting a visit from a redhead in the office.
I can't imagine who that would be.
Or maybe from the chicken. We'll see.
Okay, chicken gets around, I've noticed, yes.
Chicken likes to travel, so.
Okay.
But lots of fun stuff getting ready for the chicken show. And if you're interested in having any events during the chicken show that you would like us to be made aware, please contact the office. We can see if we can get that in the brochure, or see how we can collaborate on a few things. And if you're interested in helping out at all with the chicken show and want to join the committee, we meet the second Monday of the month at 5:30 with rotating locations. So usually at food places, because it's 5:30 and I'm usually hungry by then. So I always like to have a little bit of an option for food.
So when are you planning to have the brochures ready to start handing out?
Probably by the beginning of May.
Beginning of May. Okay. And what's the specific date? Do you have that on the top of your head somewhere?
For chicken
show? For the show itself.
Oh, yes. It's July 10th through the 12th.
July 10th through the 12th. Okay.
Yep, 40 years. So, if you haven't heard yet, our theme for this year is 40 years of excellence. And it will be a celebration of the last 40 years in pop culture, as well as for the chicken show. So anything that's happened in the last 40 years significant to Wayne or pop culture or the chicken show, that's the celebration of it. So
okay. You said you had something else too to talk about, didn't you?
Honestly, those were my things that I was planning on talking about. I said three things, and one was date night, chicken show, and the email access.
I didn't realize the email access was one of the things.
Yeah. Nice
okay.
little shout out. So,
all right. Anything new about Ace Hardware that you know about that we need to share?
Not that I know about. I know they're working hard to get it open. Should be open sometime in spring. So, coming mm-hmm. soon. They look like they're working really hard on the building every time I go past. So, I personally am excited for them to open up. I feel like I'll be making a few trips there and everywhere else come
yes.
the springtime. So,
yes, it'd be good to have that. One more option of some place to go shopping. Yes.
Yes. Just even walking around and looking at things is a favorite pastime of mine.
All right. Well, I guess if there's nothing else, we can probably let you go.
The only thing I can think of is to save the date for March 27th. We will be doing a legislative forum down at the Majestic. Be sure to watch our Facebook page, Wayne and E on Facebook, for more details on that. So.
All right. March 27th. Huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Abby Shademan, Wayne Area Economic Development, our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.